Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Hello, good day. This is Rochelle Farraco.
And this is Joan Tuohy with Senior Solutions of Colorado.
And you're listening to Christ the King Radio.
We're delighted to be joining all of you today to be able to give you some more information on what Senior Solutions of Colorado is all about and the tremendous amount of resources and options that are out there for aging in a quality way. Joining us today is one of our members, Harvey McWhirter. He is with 50 Plus Marketplace News. And he does a tremendous amount of community service and helping families and seniors and boomers all over the greater Denver metropolitan area. I'd like to introduce him to you now, Harvey.
Well, good day to everyone. How you doing?
We're all doing great, Harvey.
We're doing good. Real good.
We're delighted to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit, Harvey, about 50 Plus Marketplace News, your audience, and the mission of 50 Plus.
Okay. Well, 50 Plus Marketplace News is a 25-year brand here in Colorado. We're the second largest publisher next to the Denver Post, but we target baby boomers, seniors, and the people they influence. So that's their grandchildren. Nieces, nephews, and all people who are involved with the senior's life. One of the things we do, our mission is to deliver information that's pertinent to senior issues, family issues dealing with seniors, health care, Social Security, events that happen in the senior community, working with a group such as Senior Solutions of Colorado, the fantastic job that we do there. And I want to definitely give a big shout out to Rochelle and yourself, Joan, because it's a much needed service for seniors. And I want more and more people to know about Senior Solutions of Colorado. My background is from a technical background. I worked out in the Silicon Valley for years. I'm the guy that rolled out over 400 products out of Silicon Valley. Put the first computer store on a college campus for Apple and IBM.
Wow. We didn't know that, Harvey.
Yeah, we did know that.
Which was at UCLA.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to show you my age here. I was responsible for selling Walt Disney's first Imagineering Studios, their Mac PCs. I worked on rolling out training programs. We started a company called Temp Reps, which we ended up training over 3,000 reps in the United States. And from there, I took a job when President Clinton came in and set up all the technical training for the executive office, DOD, the FBI, CIA, when we were going from mainframes and mini computers to the micro distributed computers. And what happened is how I got into the newspaper industry, I took the job to be closer to my mom, who was having some strokes and that was a senior. And eventually she had a major stroke and I went home to take care of her in 1993. And in 2002, she had a major stroke. And that's how I ended up in Denver. But while I was home taking care of her, I came up with an idea on some new ways to deliver information. And I went to my local newspaper and had told them the idea, and they kicked me out. And so I was sitting home at night, and I was praying, and I said, Lord, what should I do? And it was like he spoke to me and told me, hey, I gave you all these talents, then why don't you use them? So I started my own newspaper, printing it in my bedroom, putting it all together. I had entertainment sections, I had a Hollywood section, I even had a cookbook section. And all my recipes was based on bubble gum, from Forrest Gump. So I had every month I would feature a Bubba Gump cookbook recipe, like, you know, candy shrimp, fried shrimp.
Never had it.
Fried shrimp. So I did that and bought my mom out here in 2002. My brother wanted to help out, and so I took my talents and helped a couple of local newspapers and met the gentleman that owns 50 Plus. At the time, it was Seniors Marketplace. And I've been with them since 2003, and we have grown the paper to reach many different audiences. We have a strong online presence, and with my background, I was able to contribute to that. And we print over 200,000 papers a month, and we print four different editions. The Denver Metro is the largest edition, is which I'm in charge of. Then we have a Boulder, Weld and Larimer County edition. And so that's kind of my background and what I do with 50 Plus. I'm a consultant and a writer also. So if you got any questions for me, please go right
Wow,
ahead.
That's really a great background history. Harvey, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
One thing I'd like to add is Harvey lost his mom last year, and he was there for her till the end. Really, really really took care of her.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, that's the only one you have. And she sacrificed so much for my brother and I to make sure we never went hungry, that we always had a decent place to live in. A matter of fact, our place was immaculate, and I had to learn to wash walls and do dishes, and I was taking out the garbage and vacuuming, and I used to always complain as a boy, like, Mom, why don't you adopt a girl and do this? And
that's what gives you your great character, Harvey.
And, well, thank you. Thank you. And she was like, yeah, you can complain, but make sure you wash that toilet good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, she sacrificed and worked, and I remember nights where she couldn't come home because of a snowstorm. She worked for the New York State Training School for Girls, and she took care of hundreds and hundreds of wayward children, and I got to witness that and be a part of it growing up. And so I always felt that, you know, you have to give back, and she took care of all the seniors in our family. Whenever I came home from California, there was a different relative staying in the house, and I was like, why are you here? And they said, well, we're staying with Eloise because she'll take care of us. I said, but you have 12 children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of learned that, you know, you respect and you look, take care of your elders. And I think with the newspaper, this is a great way for me to help other people take care of their elder family and friends, because there's so much information out there that people just don't know about. And that's one of the big reasons everyone has to get involved with Senior Solutions of Colorado, because they have set up answers. They have put professionals in place, people that directly deal with seniors and seniors' issues. And I think, you know, with the work John and Rochelle is doing, Colorado is going to be in such a great place for information delivery from them. And I really am appreciative to be a part of it.
Well, we're loving having you a part of it too, Harvey, really. You know, tell us a little bit about when your mother first got sick. And I remember when we were talking to you when you were deciding whether or not you were going to be climbing on board with Senior Solutions of Colorado. And one of the things that you had mentioned was that you wished there was something like what we have put together when you were out searching for all the answers. Kind of tell the people what that's like if you don't have sort of a one-stop shop to go to get the answers.
Well, I'm a living witness to all the things that you're confronted with and you just don't know. My brother wanted me to bring Ma out here, and we did. And a lot of people don't know how difficult it is to take care of an invalid. They don't know you have to get up four or five times a night, make sure they're comfortable in bed, make sure they're not damp, you know, their feet, their meals. And so by coming out here, we just didn't know. And so she ended up needing 24-hour care. And 24-hour care, even though she was in the home with us, realistically, we as her children, we couldn't give her the proper care. So we started hiring people to come in and start, you know, taking care of her, helping take care of her. And that, you know, we didn't know about services. We didn't know about facilities. We didn't know how to do Social Security. I mean, it was so much we didn't know. And so we ended up having to put her into a nursing home. And when she went to the nursing home, we wrote checks every month and was just, you know, spending money, and we just didn't know. And then we had the things that Senior Solutions does, you know, finding out about Medicaid, Medicare, the buy down. I mean, there's just so many services out there that you definitely need to know. And I don't want anyone to have to go through what my brother and I had to go through. It's a learning curve, because it just takes away from the quality of giving someone what they really need, and it takes away a lot of the fear. And fear and confusion, it hurts. And, you know, we were able to work through it. And then when I was introduced to John and Rochelle with what their services they're doing for Senior Solutions and the different people in the group, and maybe they can tell you more about it. But
Harvey, we'll come back to this shortly. We're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Good day. This is Rochelle Faracco
and Joan Tui with Senior Solutions of Colorado.
And you're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
We have our guest, Harvey McWhorter, here today from 50 Plus Marketplace News, a member of our organization who does an awful lot to sponsor and assist in community and education and awareness for boomers, seniors, and their families.
Harvey, who are your sponsors? Who do you sponsor? Who does 50 Plus Marketplace sponsor in our community here?
Well, as far as when you say sponsorships, we try to give back, and we sponsor quite a few events. Some of the things we sponsor are some of the events that Senior Solutions put on. They put on community events at different rec centers and different forums to deliver information to the public. We also sponsor what we call Senior Law Day. And Senior Law Day is a big event because it allows people who don't know a lot about laws and estate planning and things like that to come and speak with a lawyer and go to classes and meet with different people for free. And we also work with groups like the Gerontological Society of Colorado. We sponsor about 50 different events a year, and so that's what we do with sponsors. And then I have different writers and advertisers with the paper, and I can speak about that later if you like.
Sure, so, we'd love to hear about that.
So I was going to ask you, on Senior Law Day, do you recommend that the boomers, the seniors, and their families come to that?
That's one of the driving things that was the theme for this year. Is right now what happens is seniors sometimes aren't in shape to make the decisions that they need to make concerning their lives. And a lot of seniors haven't pre-planned. And so something happens, they get sick, or something comes up and it's a family dynamic. And so now you have people in their 30s. And 40s who are becoming responsible for their senior mothers, fathers, family members, and friends. And so that was one of the big things this year, was the theme was to start getting the X, Generation X, I think they call it, baby boomers and more younger people involved in learning about senior issues. And with the growing population of seniors just exploding in Douglas County, Jefferson County, and Denver, there's going to be a lot of need for information to be delivered. So, yes, sponsorships are well, but getting the information to the pertinent family members there, who I call the decision makers, is so important now. And that's one of the reasons I am involved in making sure I can deliver information about seniors.
Great. We just learned at our last meeting that Douglas County has passed up Jefferson County as far as senior living.
And growth, the growth of the senior population.
It's amazing. A lot of people don't know, Colorado is becoming the retirement destination spot now in the country. Many people are kind of the what we call snowbirds that went to Florida and Arizona. They're finding the 300 days of sunshine and the dry, arid weather and the different seasons. They can have a lot more fun, and a lot of family have family members here, and they're selling their places in the villages in Florida and moving to Colorado. We're actually experiencing a senior housing shortage, and that's something that everyone needs to be aware of, and we as a states and the cities and all the, developers should look into this growing marketplace, because it's just going to get larger and larger. It's transportation, housing. You got to stay in tune. And so definitely, if you guys don't have Senior Solutions on your website or, on your phone, definitely I hope Joan and Rochelle give you guys the contact information so you can definitely take a look at what they're doing, because they're putting together some of the top professionals in the state to offer the services for you to know.
Yeah, one of the things that we can talk directly to, as we've mentioned in the past on the show, is that Rochelle and I are realtors by profession. And one of the reasons that we founded Senior Solutions of Colorado was our aging clients and their families and all of the questions that they asked and all the needs that they had, that as realtors, we don't have all that expertise in every single area. That's why we put together Senior Solutions of Colorado. But we can talk to the idea of the shrinking housing market for seniors and the increase in the pricing to seniors, because it's all about supply and demand in any product category, and that includes housing. So that's really a good one to bring up.
Let us give you our telephone number. It's Senior Solutions of Colorado, 720-295-6263. And I'll say that again, 720-295-6263. Or you can contact us at seniorsolutionsofcolorado.com. seniorsolutionsofcolorado.com. And Harvey, you might want to give them your name and number as well.
Okay. Well, right before I do that, I want to thank Joan and Rochelle. They go way beyond and above what you would think a real estate person would do. One of the things they do for me, they contribute a column called Joan and Rochelle Say. And they talk about many different topics and things that are pertinent to seniors and their families, but things everyone should know. And definitely pick up the newspaper. We are in a lot of different locations. We're in all the libraries. We're distributing in churches. We're in some supermarkets and restaurants. You can pretty much find us, or you can go online and reach us at 50plusmarketplacenews.com. That's 50 Marketplace News, 50 plus. That's plus, PLUS, marketplacenews.com. You can call me or reach me at Harvey at 720-275-5746. That's 720-275-5746. And definitely you can do subscriptions online. You pick the edition of the paper you want, and it'll be delivered to you digitally every month also. So definitely pick up the paper, go online, read Joan and Rochelle Say. You'll see they're pretty diverse in their writing and things they to contribute to the community.
Well, thank you, Harvey. Thanks. You know, one of the things that Rochelle and I are writing about right now, we're coming into the spring months, and we'll be talking about this on the show in the future, but just a little heads up, we're writing about the scams that appear starting in the early springtime to seniors, and that they're so taken such terrible advantage of, lose a lot of money, and there are a lot of police out there that discuss, Rochelle knows several in particular, who are in charge of that and talks a lot of information about it.
Yeah, they'll talk about anywhere from family scams to people that are calling the seniors and asking for money and getting money. And sometimes they're getting $20,000 and $30,000 from the person, and then they're caught. And then sometimes the senior is turning around and saying, you know what, I really miss that person calling me after that person has scammed them, because the senior is lonely and they're missing the person calling them that is scamming them, and that is really sad. Also, the family situation. A lot of people are taking their parents or family members out of housing so that they can take care of them, so that they can get the money to run their household. So there's just all kinds of things going on.
So we'll be writing about that over the next couple of months into the spring and early summer months. You know, we'd like to just bring up one that we just recently wrote about, which is near and dear to our heart, is a letter that was going out to everyone all over the place from these so-called companies telling people that if they would just send $75, $85, what have you, they would give them a copy, they would send them a copy of their deed. Well, what everyone needs to know is that it doesn't cost you money to get a copy of your deed. You can go to your county public records and they will give you a copy of your deed. I don't think most of them charge anything for it. Title company, you can call any title company and they'll get it for you. But if there were a charge, like in Denver County, perhaps it would be a minimal charge, $10. So these are the type of things that they write a letter that gives you all of the reasons why you need to have a copy of your deed and your public records, and that for $75, $85, they'll be happy to forward it to you. Sure, they get it for nothing, and they're going to get money out of you to get it to you. So this is the kind of stuff that we look for and write about and try to keep people on top of and stay away from.
Well, Joan, Rochelle, you know, it's fantastic that you guys are doing that, because when you look at our seniors, they're from what we call, I guess, the great generation. That was a more trusting time. And if someone called them on the phone, it usually was a legitimate call. If a family member called, it was probably really a family member. But now, with the economy the way it is and all the scammers from all over the country, they are vulnerable. And to have that information delivered out to them and their family members is great, and I really appreciate you for it.
Well, we look for those all the time, and there's new ones out there now, and we'll be writing about them and talking about them in the future.
Thank you.
So thanks, Harvey.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet.
In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Today, this is Rochelle Faracco
and Joan Tui. We are with Senior Solutions of Colorado.
And you're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Today we have as our guest Harvey McWhorter with 50 Plus Marketplace News. He's just a great community spirit and so helpful and educational. And we're going to ask him now, Harvey, talk a little bit about some of your favorite things, things you like to write about, some of your own calling, and the different things that you do in the community.
Okay. Well, some of my favorite things are the columnists, like Joan and Rochelle in the paper. When you go online or pick up the paper, one of the big things we're known for is our calendars. We have calendars of all the rec centers, all the different things that are going on during the month that deal with senior services. And one of the things I believe in when people advertise with me, advertising is good. And what happens is a lot of people pay for the advertisement, then the people who take their money just pretty much what they do. But I believe in delivering information. So I get a kick out of having my advertisers also write columns every other month dealing with what they're bringing to the community. And that's something I give them for free when they advertise with me. And so it's kind of funny to think that that's a fun thing, but I really enjoy getting other people involved. And one of the things I do, when since Joan say community things, I like to write. I'm a sports writer, and I was fortunate enough from when I put the computer store on the college campus at UCLA to play basketball with a gentleman named Kiki Vanderway. And when I moved to Denver, he was the general manager for the Denver Nuggets. And I went to a game, and he seen me, and he asked what I did. And I told him I worked with a little newspaper. And so he had his people, PR people, give me credentials. And I do a show online. It's go out to an email list for the Denver Nuggets, and it's called Mac on the Nuggets, which is kind of crazy because I get to interview coaches, players, or say whatever I want, and they all get a kick out of what I do. And yesterday I was involved with the NBA. They got a program called their Fit program, and that's where the NBA is encouraging our children to get more involved with getting out and running and exercising for a day. So it's called NBA Fit, and the coach and his wife, who was representing the Heart Association, Nikki Shaw, she was the chef to the stars and to the NBA and had a show on the Food Channel. And with the Heart Association, they prepared meals for the kids, a healthy meal and drinks, and the kids went upstairs and worked out with the players and ran and did drills. And that was like, you know, that was one of the best days I had participating with them. But one of the fun thing people always say to me, they want me to do my tagline. And I have two taglines when I do my interviews and write my stories. And one tagline is, "And Mac knows basketball." And the other tagline is my sign-off. And I don't know if I should do it or not, but it might hurt your ears.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, give it a try.
All right, I'll give you a short version. My sign-off is after I, because my column is actually an audio postcard. I write it and then I record it and send it out to the email list. And my closing tagline is, "Let's go Nuggets!"
Oh my gosh, Harvey.
Who would have known?
That's really great. That's really great.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
No, you didn't. It was great, though.
That was great. That lasted a long time.
A lot of fun.
Well, I was a clarinet player.
Oh, okay. So you have a lot of air in there.
You know, one thing Joan and I have always admired about you is you really are there for the veterans. Wow. Your newspaper all the time is talking about the veterans and supporting them, and you're blessed that way.
Well, let me tell you, without veterans, there would be no me, there would be no you, there would be no America. And people really have to start paying attention and stop playing politics.
Amen.
And these people went and put their lives on the line to fight for freedom and liberty. You know, I hear a lot of people always yelling freedom and liberty, but then the seniors, the veterans are in nursing home. No one comes to see them. They're getting, I hate to talk about the VA, which they're improving their services, and that's great, but there's so many things that they don't have. You look at the Vietnam War vets, there's a lot of them sleeping under bridges. And so we didn't keep our contract with them as the American people and the American government. And one of the big things, the owner of the paper and myself, we believe in supporting America. America, there's no other place like it. You know, we can argue with each other, we can fight, we can call each other's names, but you know, when it comes down to it, if someone spits on America, they spit on all of us. And so, as Americans, we will band together and we will fight for justice and freedom. And that's what our veterans did. They came out of the fields. They came out of the factories. The wives went and worked in the factories. I mean, people suffered. And that great generation means so much to us. And we got to pass that legacy on and pass those values on so our young people will know from which they came. And so I thank you for recognizing that. And always pick up the paper. You'll probably in every other issue see something in there that deals with veterans and veteran affairs.
Even their local is red, white, and blue. The 50-plus marketplace news is even in red, white, and blue.
You know, and I'm not sure which great historian said this, but it's if you don't pay attention to your history, you are bound to repeat it. And that is something that none of us want to do. So I think that next, Harvey, is you were talking a little bit about the people who write for the paper.
Okay.
You know, talk a little bit, give them a little credit. But the other thing, too, is that let's call out Robert's name and thank him.
Absolutely. The owner and the guy who thought of the paper, his name is Robert Trimley. And he has a belief, and he's sticking with it. You know, a couple years ago, everyone said print was going to go away, and everything was going to be done online. And now a lot of businesses and corporations are realizing that a lot of people still read the newspaper. And we kind of stuck through the highs and lows. And Robert, you know, has a faith that, you know, this is part of God's work. And He's a Christian, and we're kind of a Christian-based paper, and we're open to all. If you look through the paper, the Denver Metro, it's a very diverse paper. And one of the things I like is the diversity in my writers. Now we have for Social Security, there's a young lady named Monica Ochoa, and she writes every month a column. So if you definitely wanted to find out more things about Social Security, look up Monica Ochoa. I have a genealogy rock section by Carol Cook Darrow, and that she's a great writer, been with us for years, and she really gives you some ideas how to search out and find out about your genealogy. Then I have a real colorful column called Uniquely B, and it's B. Bailey out of Sacramento, California. B. wrote a book about what happens when you have a loved one get ill, because she didn't know. And I went to hear her speak one time, and I goes, this is everything that I went through. And so she started writing a column. She has a television show out in Sacramento. It's called B A to Z. And so she writes on a lot of fun topics that you would love to hear. I have companies that advertise with me, like InnovAge and Kaiser and different companies like that, and they contribute columns. I have a spiritual column by Dr. Reverend Henry Arrington. He writes every month, and very inspirational. And you definitely should look into reading his column. We have one of our marketing directors write a column, and it's called Technology Rocks. And Bob does a great job. It's called Technology is Hip. I'm sorry. And it's written by Barb Larson. And he addressed a lot of the issues that seniors might have questions about dealing with technology. And not, most people don't know, the fastest growing group that purchases iPads are seniors. And, I said, well, why seniors? And the reason is seniors in a lot of the retirement communities, they have programs on the iPads. They have their exercise program. And then they could do FaceTime with their grandchildren from anywhere in the world. And so technology is actually bringing families closer together that's far apart. And so definitely, take a look at my different columnists. And we're always looking for good writers. And so if you want to contribute, definitely contact us. Give me a call, Harvey, at 720-275-5746. And, I'm just proud of the product we put out.
So those are not only local writers. You would like some international or national writers as well.
Well, right. Yeah. That's one of the things Robert and I go back and forth on, because he just wanted to concentrate on local. But I explained that now that we're online, people are reading us in other countries, reading us in other states, and there's things that might affect them differently than here in Colorado. So, we can print our local writers in print, those that are pretty close to the region. And online, we can actually print those who are out of state and far away. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is really brings to heart just the diversity that we all share and have and need to share and get out to the community. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
This is Rochelle Ferracco
and Joan Tui with Senior Solutions of Colorado.
And you're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
We are visiting today with Harvey McWhirter from 50 Plus Marketplace News. And, Rochelle, we should point out in the in the newspaper where people can find something about Senior Solutions of Colorado?
Well, we're located on the back page of the newspaper under Senior Solutions of Colorado, and we have some of our members' cards there and their telephone numbers and what they do, etc., and you can contact them and look at that. It also gives our phone number, which is 720-295-6263. 720-295-6263. And our website is www.seniors.com. Seniorsolutionsofcolorado.com, Joan.
Thank you for sharing that. So, Harvey, what else can you share in the way of what you hope to get out to the community for education? And I know that we've talked about a lot of different things. What do you think is the value of the diversity of a one-stop shop?
Well, the value is it cuts down on a lot of confusion. There's a lot of people that's entering our industry, and they are looking at the growing demographic as, how can I say, a gold mine. And so they're coming in and, you know, they're starting to pass laws and things to kind of check some of these people. But one of the things that really concerns me is a lot of financial people. I've been approached for years by different people who want to write and deal with seniors and financing. And I'm very particular about who we allow to talk to the seniors, because one of the big things in 2008, when everything kind of fell apart, a lot of the retirement communities I go to, everyone was scared that they was going to lose everything and have to move out. And they're getting their, ended up getting their advice from the people who runs the community. And then there was a lot of people, you know, people did fall short and had to leave a retirement community, maybe to a nursing home. And so it's sad to see that. And so one of the things I like to is make sure that anything that we print is fair and good. That was good information. One of my columnists is Eileen Doherty of Colorado Gerontological Society. And she offers a lot of services like optical, hearing, different things that people should know when we talk about one-stop shops. And if you, the last couple months, she's been pretty much on the back page with Senior Solutions. And so when you read the paper, those are two. Eileen's column is a good column to read, and definitely take a look at some of the providers that are listed with Senior Solutions. We have maybe about 10 of the providers, and they have a lot more. So you definitely need to go to their website and see, and it'll really save you a lot of crossing bridges and things like that to talk to, how can I say,
experienced.
Yeah.
And respectable.
And respected.
Yeah, respected providers.
You know, because they kind of go through the process and, you know, with Better Business Bureau and everything, and Joan and Rochelle runs a pretty tight ship.
So, and we vet all of our members.
That's the word I was looking for.
Right.
That's it. They vet everyone. And so anyone you come in contact with in Senior Solutions, you'd better believe they've been well looked over.
Thanks, Harvey. You know, you brought up a really good thing in the beginning when you started talking about it is a large market out there. Rochelle and I started Senior Solutions, 6 to 7 years ago, and we were on the map, you know, within the last 4 or 5 years, and really respected in the community. But I would like to kind of shore up a little bit about, it's a very growing industry. You know, the aging industry is a huge market potential for a lot of different people. And that's not to say that anyone who jumps in is in any way malicious or, you know, have bad intentions or anything like that. There are a lot of good up-and-coming companies for that. But on the other hand, it is careful to note that because it is so large and it is a gold mine of opportunity for them, That's one of the things in the education that we try to get out there and the articles that we write, education that we bring by way of panels and speaking, is the things that, you know, you also have to be aware of. Here's the good things, here's the bad things, because you want to, you know, be careful. Your aging process, you want it to be quality, and you want to, you don't want to be broke. And if you are broke, you want to know where you can go to get realistic and reliable help to get you through. So that's something that I just like to shore up. Anything you'd like to add, Rochelle?
Well, Harvey's always a good resource for everything because he's out there everywhere. We always say he's the icon of 50 plus marketplace news. Harvey walks in the room, whether it be a assisted living place, a meeting anywhere in town, or one of the county meetings, etc. Everybody knows Harvey.
Yeah, that's true. We're very lucky to have him on
board.
Very
lucky.
As we are
Thank
with
you.
All of our members. I think that, you know, we will be talking about these different types of topics. We will be bringing you, for instance, we'll have someone on next week to do presentations about the different services that we offer. And it will be a specific service and topic, and we're going to do that every week on the show. So we hope that you all will stay tuned in. And let us repeat again our contact information. Rochelle?
Yeah, our phone number for Senior Solutions of Colorado is 720-295-6263. That's 720-295-6263. Or you can find us on the internet under seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. That's seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. And maybe Harvey would like to share his information.
Okay. It's Harvey McWhorter. My first phone number is 720-275-5746. That's 720-275-5746. You can reach my newspaper online at 50plusmarketplacenews.com, and that's 50, and you spell everything else out. And also, we added a corporate name, so if you don't use the 50 plus, you can use 50plusmediasolutions.com also. And definitely look us up online. And I just want to thank Joan and Rochelle for inviting me out to share with you guys. They're such a fantastic team. And one of the things in me closing, I was always taught by my mother and my pastor it's nice to be nice.
Oh, that's really good.
That's great, Harvey.
We love you.
Yeah.
We love 50 Plus Marketplace News, and we love Harvey and Robert.
Yeah. So, that's about it for today, folks. We really would encourage you to tune in next week. We'll have another speaker with other topics, keeping up with the diversity and what's going on. And you are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. That is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. I don't know why that's a tongue twister for me, folks, but it is. So we'd like to say goodbye. Thank you for joining us, and we're going to go ahead and see you all, we hope, and talk to you again next week. Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.christthekingradio.org.
www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.